President John Mahama suggested to Iran to strongly advocate the use of dialogue at the UN to solve the Syria and Iraqi crisis. According to President Mahama, dialogue seems the only solution rather than military intervention. The president made the suggestion at a meeting with the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammed Zarif at Flagstaff House in Accra. Mr. Zarif, who is on a West African tour, announced additional scholarships for Ghanaian students, particularly in the sciences. Ghana has been a beneficiary of Iranian scholarships for many years. President Mahama is expressing gratitude to Iran, said such scholarship should target more females. A report by Pascaline Adadavo.
In February this year, President Mahama paid a state visit to Iran. He was the first African president to visit that country after the lifting of sanctions by the UN. On that occasion, President Mahama addressed a business forum where he invited Iranian investors to come and sample Ghana's business environment. Ghana and Iran have already signed bilaterals in the areas of agriculture and international relations. As a reciprocal visit, the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammed Zarif is in the country with about 70 businessmen to explore the Ghanaian market. Mr. Zarif said Iran is looking for a multifaceted business collaboration with Ghana, and this means breaking new ground for mutual benefits.
I am here, Mr. President, with a large political and business delegation in order to ensure that we will implement the decisions that you and President Rouhani made during Your Excellency's visit to Iran in expanding cooperation between Iran and Ghana in all fields. We want to work with Ghana in the field of combating terrorism and extremism, in security cooperation. We've always been good friends and political partners in the non-aligned movement. Bilaterally, we are eager to work with you. We have people who are here to engage in education, in science and technology, in various fields.
President Mahama said the vision to make Ghana the gateway to Africa is on course, and so the need to grow the country's business front is crucial.
Ghana's economy is growing, it's stable, it's part of a larger West African market. And I think that looking at the whole sub-region as one market comes to about 350 million people. And what Ghana wants to do is to strategically place itself so that it becomes a gateway to this 350 million people market. We came back from Iran with some specific areas in which we had identified to continue to cooperate in the petrochemical industry, in oil and gas, in modernizing agriculture, and many other areas. We are closely following up to make sure that we're able to operationalize and bring to realization these agreements that we made. I want to thank you very much for the additional scholarships. Already we have many Ghanaian students studying in Iran, and so this is going to give us even more opportunity, especially for our girls.
On Syria and Iraqi crisis, in which Iran is a major stakeholder, in talks with the United Nations, President Mahama asked Iran to propose the use of dialogue, a solution to the crisis, rather than the military intervention currently being employed.
Since our last visit, I mean, so many incidents have occurred that shows that terrorism is becoming a major issue on the world's agenda. And I think that we must build strong solidarity to be able to counter some of what is happening. And so we'll continue to work with you in that regard. And we believe that the issue of Syria and Iraq must be a focus of the world's attention to try and resolve the issues there. I don't believe that there can be a military solution to the Syrian question. And so it's important that these talks that the United Nations is hosting to try and encourage dialogue to be able to resolve the Syrian issue is something that Ghana supports strongly. And we know that Iran is a major stakeholder in these talks. And so we want to continue to encourage you to play your part so that we can bring an end to this humanitarian crisis that is currently occurring. And at any stage, you can rest assured that Ghana stands with you.
The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif has since left Accra. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo.